Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
WBQT, WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
The body of a fallen Marine sergeant from Lawrence returning to Massachusetts. The clubs and music venues requiring vaccinations. And get ready to pay more for one of your streaming services. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Don't ever be late on Kanye's watch. It could ruin your life.
Oh, Kanye, because he's always on time. Leroy has this. How long did we wait for Donda?
Exactly. Good point, Pebbles. Wait until you hear what an all-time great had to say about your New England Patriots. You might pee yourself.
But first, oh, man. The body of U.S. Marine Sergeant Yohani Rosario, who was killed in an explosion in Afghanistan, will return to Massachusetts on Saturday. Rosario was 25 years old, graduated from Lawrence High School, and attended Bridgewater State University before joining the Marines. A wake will be held on Tuesday at Veterans Memorial Stadium from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The public is welcome to attend. Starting on October 4th, several Boston area nightclubs and music venues will require proof of COVID-19 vaccination or a negative test. Now, Big Night Entertainment Group announced that this will apply to the Grand and the Seaport, Big Night Live,
Memoir. Get it, Pebbles.
I love that place.
Memoir.
Memoir is so fun.
Ooh, where's Memoir? At the Encore.
Yes. Yeah.
Surprise,
I've never
surprise.
I've been to an club night there, but I've been inside Memoir many times.
And also Shrine Nightclub at Foxwoods.
Ooh, the announcement.
The announcement, shocker. The announcement comes
what's
as
up, Randy?
Big Night plans to host a series of walk-up vaccine clinics, with the first one happening today from 3 to 7 at the Grand. And Hulu has confirmed it's raising prices starting on October 8th. Hulu's most popular plan, the ad-supported option, will go up $1 to $6.99 a month. And the ad-free version will also go up $1 to $12.99. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Well, Kylie Jenner confirmed what we've known for over a month now. She is pregnant with baby number 2. She confirmed the news in an emotional and super cute Instagram video where she was showing baby Stormy at the doctor's office, like showing her the sonogram and Kylie telling her mom the news. It'll be Kylie and Travis's second child together. No word on the baby's sex yet or Kylie's due date, but her fans were doing the math based on the video and stuff. Oh. So speculation says she'll deliver in early 2022.
If you're one of those fans, you're sad. You really need a hobby.
It's
trying to
only
figure out
a matter
when a baby's going to be born. Really?
Yes. Listen, I was so happy when I heard this news. I don't know why. I know it's stupid, but I was excited. It's only a matter of time. I was excited to hear this too. Britney is going to be a free woman soon. Jamie Spears has asked a judge to formally end the 13-year conservatorship without a medical evaluation. He says things have changed to an extent that grounds for establishment of a conservatorship may no longer exist. Pretty much saying that if Britney feels she can handle her own life, she should be able to. Yeah, it took long enough. A hearing is scheduled for the best day of the year, September 29th. And if you're working for Kanye West, you better not ever oversleep, ever. A screenshot of text messages between Kanye and one of his former engineers is making the rounds. It starts at 9:34 in the morning with Kanye texting, "Good morning, let's work." No response. 2 hours later, Kanye texts again. "You're fired. Go home." Now, the panicked engineer started firing back apology texts like, "I'm sorry. I have no excuse. I set an alarm for 7:30. I didn't call back right away because I was in a panic trying to find a ride. This is unacceptable. I am sorry." To which Kanye responded, "Stop texting. Go find
God." Wow, man. I mean, listen, it's crazy. It's Kanye, but it's so relatable. Like when you text somebody something and they don't respond.
I hate that.
In your head, you're saying the things that Kanye apparently, like, in your head, you're going crazy.
What do you think you're doing? What have you done? Do you know what you just did? I'll tell you what you just did. You just made a mistake of a lifetime.
It's so annoying because people have lives. People, yeah. You know, yes, everyone has their phone on them, but everybody doesn't have time to just,
but
you know,
your head, it's all
drop
about you.
Everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, but you know what? That's the problem. It's not just about you.
No, I get that. But you are an engineer and you have an opportunity to work with Kanye West on one of the most iconic albums of probably our time. You better wake up. I'm sorry.
But you weren't sure it was going to come out.
Right. But I mean, right. Kanye's texting you in the at 9:30 in the morning saying, let's work, and you can't figure out a way to wake up and text him back. I'm sorry. Like, you don't deserve a job. Here's Leroy with sports.
The Red Sox are on the struggle bus. They lost their third game in a row. They also gave up more than 10 points for the third game in a row. And this time, it was a 12-7 loss to the Rays. Remember when Paul Pierce lost his job at ESPN?
Yep.
After a video of him at some strippers party and went viral? Well,
he's just having a good time on like a Saturday night. Come
well,
on.
He's not sorry for it, saying it wasn't a great fit. There's a lot of stuff over there that you can't say. And you have to talk about LeBron James all the time. I can't, you know, I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked at all. And as a matter of fact, people, there's a video going around. Paul Pierce is, he's just, he don't care anymore. Yeah, he's at a casino, looks like he's playing poker, and he's hitting on a waitress.
He's literally living the life that everybody thinks an athlete who, you know, had a great career and has a lot of money and is retired should live.
Right.
Baby, I'm saying you need some support, some moral or oral support. Which one?
$200. He's doing this while he's playing cards and smoking a cigar and he has a drink. He's chilling.
Unbelievable. Anyways, Cam's gone. Mac Jones is in. And future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees believes Mac was the steal of the draft, saying, the minute the Patriots took Mac Jones at 15th, I said, that's the steal of the draft. It's probably the guy who was most ready to play NFL quarterback right now of all the guys who were taken before. That's a great thing. Don't pee yourself. Game one versus the Dolphins is only four days away, so let's get it. And it looks like Mac Jones is going to speak to the media today, so look out for that. Sox Rays at 7:10, and that's your sports.
All right, today's good news. Well, even though they weren't even born yet, some students at Neshoba Regional High School in Bolton are honoring the lives lost in the 9/11 terrorist attacks with a rock garden. So it's part of Project 351, which organizes year-long service projects with young people in the state. And Margo, who's a senior, and Madison, who's a freshman, they are spearheading the project to learn about and honor those lost on 9/11. Madison says that even though they weren't born yet, the event has impacted the world they've grown up in. The project's a tribute rock garden where students have researched the lives of each person whose name's painted on a rock in the garden. And Sonia says that the project's important because they're not only honoring those who lost their lives, but also to remember how they were able to push forward in terms of hope and kindness toward one another. That's your good news.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston!
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Turn it up!
In the morning on Hot 96.9.
Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.